According to scripture, the two witnesses ascend to heaven at the end of Jacob's trouble, not at the middle. The scriptures say that power is given to the two witnesses to prophesy for 1,260 days. And those that hold to a 7-year tribulation believe that these two witnesses prophesy during the first half of Daniel's 70th week. The problem with this theory is that according to scripture, the two witnesses died during the sixth trumpet, which is the second woe. And after 3.5 days, they resurrected and ascended up to heaven in a cloud. Then the scripture says the second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. The third woe is the last trumpet. That means that's the seventh trumpet, meaning that the great tribulation is over. It is finished, and the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of Christ. And the fact that the two witnesses' ministry only lasts for 3.5 years, and we know that they die at the very end of Jacob's trouble, because when they're resurrected, it is at the end of the sixth trumpet, and we know that the last trumpet, the third woe, comes quickly after that. That means that the two witnesses' ministry begins at the abomination of desolation, and it ends at the very end of the great tribulation. Thus, the last trumpet comes quickly after they ascend up to heaven in a cloud. Do you get it? It's impossible for the two witnesses' ministry to begin at the start of Daniel's 70th week. And the reason why is because the end of their ministry, when they die and they're resurrected, it is not at the middle. The scriptures say that this happens at the end of the sixth trumpet, and the seventh trumpet comes quickly. The seventh trumpet is the very end of the great tribulation. So the start of the two witnesses' ministry begins at the abomination, which is the start of the great tribulation, and their ministry ends at the end of Jacob's trouble. That is when they ascend up to heaven, right before the seventh trumpet is blown. And that is the very end of the great tribulation. 99% of Christians have been deceived into believing that the two witnesses prophesy during the first half of the week and that they die at the abomination of desolation, which is completely false according to scripture. And this is a fatal blow to the 7-year tribulation theory, and it proves that the great tribulation, also known as the time of Jacob's trouble, only lasts for 3.5 years and not 7. Once that seventh trumpet is blown, the great tribulation is over. There are only 7 bowls of God's wrath that are left, and these bowls are quickly poured out. These bowls do not last 3.5 years. After the last trumpet, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of Christ. This is when Christ begins to rule and to reign on the earth. And how do I know that the bowls of God's wrath do not last for 3.5 years? That's easy. At the second and third bowl of God's wrath, the sea and the rivers and the fountains of waters become blood. That means that mankind has no supply of water. All the water in the entire world has been turned to blood, and the human body requires large amounts of water and can only survive for a few days without it. Thus, the bowls of wrath cannot last any longer than a few days at the most, meaning that these two witnesses die and they're resurrected at the very end of Jacob's trouble, according to scripture. We know that the two witnesses die at the end of the great tribulation, because according to the book of Revelation, they ascend up to heaven at the end of the second woe, and the third woe comes quickly. The third woe is the very end. It's the last trumpet. Once that seventh trumpet is blown, the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is when he comes to rule and reign on the earth. And now that I have proved with scripture that the two witnesses' ministry ends at the end of Jacob's trouble and not at the middle, those that hold to a 7-year tribulation theory, they have a major problem. What's the problem? The problem is that there is no point of the first half of their 7-year tribulation. Jacob is not in trouble during the first half. There is no two witness ministry during the first half. What is the point of having a first half if Jacob's not in trouble and the two witnesses are not prophesying? Thus proving my point that only 3.5 years remain of Daniel's 70th week, and the great tribulation starts at the abomination of desolation and only lasts for 3.5 years. We are raptured at the sixth seal, and we will be in heaven during the 3.5 years of Jacob's trouble. We also see foreshadows of the two witnesses in the Great Tribulation pleading to the man of sin to let God's people go in the story of Exodus. Moses and Aaron being a type and shadow of the two witnesses, and Pharaoh being a type of Antichrist who takes Israel into captivity where they become slaves to that man of sin. And the two witnesses have power for 1,260 days. That's a time times and half a time, or 3.5 years. And what they're doing is they're going before the man of sin, just as Moses and Aaron went before Pharaoh, and they're pleading with the man of sin to let God's people go. And if not, then all kinds of plagues and signs of wonders are going to be cast down to the earth. And I believe that these two witnesses are the ones that call down the trumpet judgments. For every time that the man of sin rejects these two witnesses and rejects letting Israel go to serve the Lord, then these plagues are going to come down. The time of Jacob's trouble is going to be a second exodus for Israel. And notice that Moses and Aaron's ministry was during Pharaoh's reign of power. It was not before. Thus, the two witnesses' ministry will be during the time that the Antichrist is in power for 42 months. And that is the time of Jacob's trouble. Therefore, the Antichrist and the two witnesses' ministry are going to overlap each other. And both are going to occur during the same 42-month period known as Jacob's trouble. Thus proving that the 7-year tribulation theory is not only incorrect, but it's very sloppy and it's bad theology. There is only a time times and half a time remaining for the time of Jacob's trouble. But that's all for now. I'm going to go ahead and end with the gospel, and that is that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life, and that life is in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, that died for our sins, and he was buried, and he rose again on the third day. That is according to Scripture. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that is without blemish. That means that he never sinned. He is the Holy One of God, and he died so that we sinners can live. All you have to do is place your trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. All the sins of the world were placed upon him, and his righteous blood was shed for all of us sinners. And if you believe this good news, that our sin debt has been paid for in full by the resurrected Jesus Christ that sits at the right hand of God the Father, then you are sealed with that Holy Spirit until the day of our redemption. That is when Jesus returns on the clouds to rapture us, his elect, to be with him forever. Until next time, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.